If you've been unhappy in your career for years now, but fear has kept you stuck, then this episode is for you. In this episode, I am talking to a former client of mine, Marissa, and sharing her journey to landing a new job with a pay increase in a role she genuinely loves. Marissa gets honest about the fear that kept her stuck for years, the lies she believed about herself, and how she was able to finally land a fulfilling career. If you're on the fence about whether a career pivot is even possible for you, you've been stuck in the same place for years, you're going to love this episode. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in.
Hi, Marissa. How are you? Okay, let's just dive in because we were already talking. So let's just dive in. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. And I know you said a little bit of this before I hit record, but tell us a bit about before you joined Find a Fulfilling Career, what was your life and career like? What were you experiencing day to day?
I think I was experiencing a lot of frustration and I didn't know why I was frustrated. I didn't know how to get out of my frustration. And I felt like I was making a lot of career decisions just based off what other people suggested or told me to do. So I don't think I ever took the time to really figure out what does Marissa want and is it okay for Marissa to want what she wants? And just it was easier for me just to listen to what other people and other voices in my life had to say about like what I should do. And that's just been my life from college up until that point was just, you should pursue this program or you should apply for this position. I would just do it. And so I think prior to that, I just felt like, okay, well, the norm is I'm not 100% excited about where I am right now, but I guess that's just how life is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I guess this is it.
Wow. It's not.
What we have to do.
Oh, gosh. And so, you know what? I'm curious because you're saying, you got to this place where like, I guess this is just the norm. People are just unhappy and hate their jobs. So what was the breaking point for you? Like, why did you then decide, no, I don't want this to be my norm?
Because I think I kept, well, obviously, one is like scrolling on social media, just hearing some of the testimonials and stories of women who've gone through your program that have said life doesn't have to be like this. But then also just also seeing like, even on LinkedIn, like certain colleagues and friends that I've known who are genuinely enthusiastic and excited about their job and thinking like, okay, I guess it is true. Like you actually can, you can enjoy where you're at, even though I don't know, sometimes you feel like, or I felt like that oftentimes that was just, you know, you go to work and it's not going to be something you're passionate, not passionate about, but something that maybe you're not excited about or don't feel like there's meaning there for you. And that's just how life is. But then I would hear these stories and I would have friends who are in roles that they do feel like there's some, you know, meaning in there and they actually enjoy their role. And so I think that just made me like reopen that box that I had closed and reconsider like, okay, well, is this a possibility, I guess, for me?
Yeah. Like if I'm hearing other people say that they have a passion and enjoy their work, and you mentioned seeing the stories of the women that I've worked with, a part of you was like, well, if this is possible for other people, then maybe I can have this too. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And then you said you were experiencing a lot of frustration. And I'm curious, what did that frustration look like? Just if you think of your day-to-day life outside when you came out of work, how did that frustration show up in other areas of your life?
I think just confidence, self-confidence. So I just didn't feel, because I didn't have the tools, I hadn't done the work of like just reflecting on my career up to that point. I didn't know if I was even confident or smart enough to figure out mm-hmm. how to get to where everyone else is, or how to get to that mm-hmm. that part of feeling meaning from what I do in my role. Yeah. And so that frustration led to just like, okay, well, maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not bright enough. Maybe if I should have X, Y, and Z back in college, maybe, or made better choices about certain things, that maybe I could be at this point. And I think that frustration just kept building and building. And it, in turn, I think, made me feel like my self-worth and like my confidence and like my ability to be able to find something different and then mm-hmm. actually be good at it and then actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Definitely was what I was struggling with. So that's where I felt a little bit of frustration.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard you say, so, you know, in that self-worth conversation, there was parts of you saying, okay, maybe if I had done this in college, if I had made these decisions, then I would be in a different place. And I'm curious, because I've seen this with other women, so I'm curious if this happened to you. Did the job you were in also contribute to that doubt in yourself and that low self-confidence? Did being in a job you didn't enjoy contribute to that feeling?
I think so. I think because it wasn't, if I don't enjoy it, if I can't find meaning from it, I'm not going to, I don't know, I guess I probably wouldn't like imply myself as well. And I would just kind of, you know, not push myself to do what I know I'm capable of or reach my potential. Mm. And I think that is true.
Yeah.
That there was a disconnect between what mm-hmm. I was doing and where I envisioned myself doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you opened back up the box. You said, maybe this is possible. Maybe I can experience meaning and joy and excitement in my career. And I'm hearing, you know, you would see my post on social media. I'm curious, what made you make the leap? Like, what is the thing that made you say, yes, let me try this program to get to that vision that you said you weren't living out?
I could not see myself staying where I was for another year. And I was looking, but I also did not want to repeat. I did not want to make another mistake and then mm-hmm. change and then find myself in that same situation. And so mm-hmm. I really wanted to make sure that, hey, if I'm at least going to put all this work toward like finding something different, let me just make sure I'm like get some guidance.
Yeah.
So I'm not repeating and I mm-hmm. find myself in the same boat a year or two from now.
Yeah. And that was so wise, because people do that. I've seen women do that where they're not happy. So they make a move and then 3 months in, they're like, I hate this job also. And then it's this loop, this cycle of I hate this job. And so I'm hearing you like, I did not want to do that. So I was like, let me find some help.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly that. I didn't want to wake up 3 years from now and be like, wait, I feel like didn't we just do all these changes just to come right back?
It's like, we just came from here. How are we back here? What happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then I'm curious, did you just see my content, decide to join FYFC, or were there other maybe career coaches, counselors, whatever that you were looking at?
I had been following you for a couple, maybe a year or so. And then I would listen to podcasts. I would buy books. I would follow a couple blogs, and I had looked up a couple up there. They had career coaches that they were marketing, and I don't know. I get skeptical sometimes around some of the services that are provided, and I think I wanted to just see the proof, and because you had a lot more testimonials, and you work specifically with like Black women, so you would have been able to answer and help a Black woman like myself navigate some just unique situations that may not happen for others. And so I think, one, just because there were more testimonials, and I feel like a lot of what you were saying resonated with mm-hmm. where I was at. And so I think that's why I decided to reach out and work with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I like to say, if you feel like I'm in your head, we should probably be working together.
Yeah, you were. Every day I came home, like, just frustrated over my Instagram. It was like, oh, there you are telling me something that I should have taken action on a couple months ago. So, yes.
Okay. So you joined us in FYFC, which was a joy to have you. Tell us about your time in FYFC. What helped? What stood out? What was your experience like?
Looking back, it was great. I will say I was not prepared for the amount of vulnerability that was needed, which is an essential part of this program if you want to be successful and actually want to confront the things that have been holding you back. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the coaching conversations, the moments where you challenged me, but also, and it wasn't like a negative thing, it was really challenging me to give myself as much investment and time to really dig deep and uncover what are some of the reasons why I don't feel confident or I don't feel like I'm worthy of applying to certain jobs that I felt like I was underqualified for. But then when we did digging, realized like, oh, no, you're actually overqualified for this role.
Girl, I told you to apply to that job.
Yeah, exactly. And really having those conversations. And I think that was helpful. And then I would say just the guide, the videos, and obviously the reflection guide that was provided where I was able to just go back and see what I had written at the start of the program of like what, you know, I had envisioned myself to be a couple years from now, or not a couple years, at the end of the program. That's been helpful to just remind myself and reaffirm like, hey, this is why you started. This is what you want out of this and you're making it happen. So, but I don't think I was prepared for how vulnerable I would be, but that was the best part. The best part for me, because that's what I needed. And I think I've been avoiding coming to terms with just like, well, why do you feel like you have to pursue only jobs and positions that maybe like family or others are recommending you should pursue, and people pleasing tendencies, and there was a lot that I didn't realize. I'm like, why is all this coming up? I'm just trying to find another job. But I didn't realize like that was a big reason why it was holding me back. And so, yeah, I think that in and of itself made the program for me so valuable, because I don't know if I would get that anywhere else necessarily. I don't know if anywhere else would go that deep.
I don't think they would.
No.
And I can say that kind of thing. I'm like, girl, you know, I'm a licensed counselor. So I'm like, the way we do things is different. Yes. I'm just a coach.
Yes. I was like, I think they would hang up the call on me. We're not going to talk about that today.
We're not touching that one.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Yeah.
But wow, that is so powerful. Just hearing you say you didn't know you were going to be that vulnerable, but realizing that you needed to dig into all those thoughts and all those beliefs and all those mindsets to advance and grow in your career, like to get to where you wanted to be. And I heard you say, you know, you had to dig deep into the things that you were avoiding. Where do you think that avoidance work was coming from?
Ooh, I think in a way, avoiding what I knew to be true was also in a way, it was just comfortable. A fear of failure, a fear of what if. And I think the biggest thing that I, like you would say, is that you have to take action even when you're afraid, right? Yeah, like you got to do it scared, because you'll never know. And so I think that avoidance just came from fear. And I think that was the theme for me. The reason why I was everything centered around fear. And I think that avoidance just came from, you know, being afraid that what if I, you know, did this, you know, went through this whole process and I ended up in a role that just wasn't what I thought it would be, or what if I got fired the day after, or what if? And I think what was helpful is this program kind of gives you the tools. So it's not just, it gives you the tools so that I now know, okay, hey, if I want to do something different, I now have the tools and the skill to go back and figure out like, okay, well, what is it I want to do? And because I've done it, it's building that like confidence muscle for me. But just avoiding that avoidance, I think just stemmed from like fear of like what would not go well, I think.
Yeah. And I think the fear is so normal, right? It's something I tell you all in coaching when I say, You've never done it before. So your brain is going to signal fear because it doesn't know if it's safe. It doesn't know how it's going to turn out. And so the fear is just your brain being like, are you sure you want to do this? Because it doesn't have data. So was there anything in the program that helped you move through the fear? Because I'm hearing you say it was a lot of fear you were avoiding. But I mean, here you are, new job, pay increase. What helped you move through the fear in the program?
I think objectively taking a look at understanding, like taking a look at my accomplishments, right? So over the years of my career, like you just, I don't know, I was just going through the motions. And I think when you had us sit down and actually like map out all of our accomplishments, all of the things that we've done, and then do industry research and correlate that to like, okay, these are like some of the transferable skills. And this is, you know, you've done this. This is what it looks like in that role. Mm-hmm. I think for me, just like seeing it outlined like that on paper helped me understand, oh, okay, a lot of the fear is like just stories I've been telling myself. But if I look on paper, I am qualified. And it's such an out-of-body experience because you don't realize like, oh, this is what's been holding me back. But I think that alone, just like you introduce those tools like on how to do market research, on how to really understand your value and to, you know, I guess objectively look at your accomplishments and what you've done and to have the words of how that would translate into other positions. And so I think once I went through that exercise, especially when you helped just help me take a look at my resume from that perspective, I think that's where it clicked for me. Like, oh, okay. All right. Now I feel a little bit more confident. And I would look at it, I'm like, I did all that stuff. Like the way it was presented, I'm like, me? Did I? it was so affirming, I think, because I think part of me knew that I could reach that potential, but I never honored it. I never gave myself permission to say yes, I am qualified. And I think going through that process helped to create that confidence for me.
We were absolutely always going to talk about that moment. I will never forget that moment when we were working on your resume in a coaching session and we finished and you were looking like I could tell you were having a moment. And I was like, what's happening for you right now? And you're like, I can't believe that's my resume. Yes, I told you to apply for the job. Like, I know what I'm saying. But tell me more about that moment of just seeing, like, I'm telling even me, I really loved the realization you had in that moment where you saw yourself, how I felt like I had been seeing you, right? Like I was like, you have the skills, you can do it. And I knew that some of it was your own fear was keeping you stuck. And so I think you just seen it on paper. Like it wasn't me saying something. It was me just, okay, what did you do? Okay, let's write it on the resume. Well, there it is. You did this. Yeah. Talk more about that. Cause I loved that moment.
Yeah, so literally it was just that, like, this is what you did. And I don't know. You know, I would always tell myself, I wish I would have the confidence in myself that other people have in me. And yeah, that moment, I think, unlocked a lot of things. It unlocked, it released me from a lot of fear of what other people think, because I've gone through the process of just affirming what I'm capable of. But I don't even know how to explain it. It just felt like it felt like I had been telling myself lies for whatever reason for so long, or believing lies, or finding excuses for why I can't, you know, pursue certain opportunities. And I think that whole moment, it was like those voices just disappeared, evaporated, and were gone. And I now have a document it's a resume, you know, it's a listing of my accomplishments, but I have a document that I feel like helped me to take another step toward my goals. So yeah, I don't even know how to explain it. Like I said, it was like an out-of-body experience. It was like, oh, when you feel like something is so heavy and overwhelming, you feel like you can't quite get to the other side of something. That's how that was. It's like, oh, well, what you thought was such a big deal is not really as problematic as you thought it was, because what you've been telling yourself for so long, it was never true. It was how you were looking at it. And I think just going through that removed all of that doubt.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna make me cry.
No.
I'm so serious. Like, I'm having a moment right now. Cause it's like, wow, like it's so just for you to see yourself how God created you to be. Mm-hmm. It was like just wow.
And it's crazy because this is about career. It's about career, your career, but I don't know. I think if I had done another program, I don't think I would have gone through the process that I needed to go through in order to see myself, like you said, as God sees me. I don't think I would have gotten that anywhere else. And so I think for me, now you're gonna make me emotional. I think for me, this is what I needed. I needed to come to terms with who is Marissa before I can step into what I was created to do and be. And I don't think I would have gotten that, honestly, anywhere else, because I've been trying to, you know, listening to podcasts and trying to just set up meetings with mentors. And I think this was definitely intended for me at this time to go through that.
Yeah, because we know God doesn't do coincidences.
No, he doesn't.
And, you know, as I'm listening to you, you know, because you've talked about how there was this fear and it was these beliefs, pretty much lies, right? You had believed lies about yourself and what is possible for you. And that was what had been holding you back. And I say that so much, you know, in my content. It's why the very first thing we do in the program is mindset work, right? Like, we talk about beliefs. And I think sometimes when I'm saying it, I feel like I'm like, okay, you're saying the same thing over and over, but do people truly believe the power that their beliefs have? Right? Like, I think sometimes I'm like, what do I need to say to make it click that what you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself will literally shape what you experience in your life, in your outcomes? Like, I find that I, as the coach, struggles to help women just understand, like, what is happening in your mind matters so much. And so I think even just hearing you just laid out clearly of, I had these beliefs, and so when I saw myself as I truly am, a weight was lifted, and now I'm going further in my career, and I know I have the tools to keep going further in my career. I think maybe that's part of why I'm having this emotional moment of like, you are it in work, right? Like, this is the power of, if you don't believe that fulfillment is even possible for you, you're not going to try for it. You're not going to get it. And then you're always going to be in that frustration that you talked about, always feeling stuck and like nothing else is possible for you. And so I think it's really just so amazing to hear you even say, like, it was a lie. Like, what I believed was a lie. For you to even just identify that now means that you can believe the truth about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And for so long, I think I had avoided like those tough conversations. They weren't hard conversations. They were honest conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think doing that mindset work up front, like, you created a safe space for us to have those honest conversations. And you would always ask, well, why do you think that? Why is that is? And I was like, yeah, why is that? And it was, and I would have to dig deep until I got to just like, you know, some really, you know, past experiences that kind of created these beliefs about like making sure, you know, that I was that grade A top student and you can't mess up and don't, you know, don't ruin your family's name. Just make sure, like, you know, you're doing like, do not embarrass
me. You're
going
to destroy the legacy. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to destroy the legacy.
Exactly. So just.
You better be your best behavior.
Yes. Yes. And so I think, I'm like, man, that's where all that kind of stemmed from. And if it wasn't for you just really questioning and being willing to go there with me, I think that's. Yeah, that mindset work was, I think, so necessary for me to even get to the next stage of like updating your resume, right? And in the interview prep, like, no, you got to do all that mindset work first.
Get this out of the way.
Yes.
Before you do that.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Because you said me being willing to go there. And the funny part is like, that's my favorite place to be. And again, it's because I was a counselor before I was a coach. So it's like, I feel like I can do the strategy in my sleep. Anybody, we can do the strategy. But the mindset stuff, like that's what's holding you back. And that's where I love to go. Because it's like, let's get in there. Let's get into what is really happening. Because I know that there's freedom on the other end of that. Right. Like once we tap into all of that, now you can, like one thing I like to say, I want to be the last coach you work with, because it's like now you have the tools. You know what was getting in your way. You know what you need to do. Now you're good to go. And so, yeah, that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah, it must be because you were not scared. You were not scared. I was, because when you see the program, it's like, okay, so many weeks is focused on the first part. And uh-huh. I was like, okay, we'll just breeze through that. It'll be maybe nothing. Let's just light work.
And then work.
Yeah, exactly. And it was work, but it was good and it was necessary. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So then you did all that mindset. And one thing I then love to talk about is even just your job search story, right? Because especially if I think of this job market right now, the job boards are hard and you need to be having conversations with people to be able to land jobs, right? Like you need to be talking to people. And you're one of those people who you got like really access to two opportunities really from mm-hmm. conversations. So talk about how the program maybe helped you in that process of having a conversation to then even find these opportunities and interview to eventually land a job.
Yeah, I think when you when you told me that I needed to circle back and continue to have mm-hmm. some of these conversations with some, you know, with some people, I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like gonna work, like reaching out to people, like and sending them a message. Okay. And you're right. And I think I didn't realize how important it is just because I feel like I've approached everything so formally, like you have to go through the application process and you have to, you know, go through what their process is. But mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode.
And I think I've been scared of like networking, that word, but I didn't realize just having some of those conversations really opened the door. And I'm still having conversations. I had, you know, a recruiter reached out to me from another institution, and I'm now like more open to like just having conversations with mm-hmm. people and not, you know, shying away from it. But yeah, that I think that part was key, especially in this job market. It's important to continue to, I think, be innovative and creative, which is mm-hmm. expanding your network.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now talk us about the interview process that you went through. I know sometimes women struggle with interviewing. Were there any tools in the program that helped you as you navigated interviewing? And because you were interviewing with two jobs, really, mm-hmm. at the same time, were there any tools that helped you navigate your interviews?
Yes, I would say all of the prep work and in the course, there's some like prep videos to go mm-hmm. through. And I think having the tips on like how to even like do your research before, a little bit more research about just the position you're applying to, mm-hmm. the institution itself, and then also just being prepared with what questions that I might have as mm-hmm. as someone who's interviewing, and being very strategic and intentional about those questions. So that was helpful. But I think also too, being able to talk through with you on a coaching mm-hmm. call some of the potential questions that may come up, and really helping me understand like, okay, how do I respond? How do I make sure that I'm still expanding on my resume and not just restating everything?
Right.
And so I would say like the online resources and even just the coaching conversations on how, like how to talk about some of those questions was really helpful, because mm-hmm. I tend to over rehearse. And sometimes when I over rehearse, that just makes it worse. But I think just talking about some of the questions that might trip me up helped mm-hmm. me to be more comfortable with yeah. what these questions look like. Even if they weren't worded exactly the same in the interview, I understood mm-hmm. like, okay, this is what they're asking, and then was mm-hmm. able to respond. So mm-hmm. yeah, it can be intimidating, especially if you've been out of practice for a long time, like I was.
Yeah.
I think just having the resources and having a live person like yourself, like to talk through some of those questions was helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't know this, but now the program has gone onto like a brand new dashboard. So there's like, I've streamlined all those trainings. They're shorter, easier to go through, and added a lot more scripts and templates because, like you said, yes. it can be overwhelming to try to approach it when you've never done it before. So I'm always thinking, okay, how can I put more resources that will make it easier for you all to navigate those processes? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear that the videos were helpful because I find them helpful. But I'm like, are people watching these videos? They need to watch them.
They are. Yeah.
Okay. So I know you haven't been in your new job long, right? It's mm-hmm. still, you're still getting a feel for it. But I just want you, if you could take a moment and just compare, right? So we talked about life before the program, and now you're in this brand new job that you're excited about. How are you seeing your life change even in the few months you've been in this new job?
I would say number one, I feel like I am being, my skill sets and the things that I actually enjoy doing are being utilized a lot more. So I think prior, I felt like I just wasn't being utilized to my potential, or just those opportunities weren't there. And so because I did like a slight career shift, I feel like now that I'm able to like utilize the skills that I'm actually excited about using. And I think that has led me to feeling more like I can show up as myself at the workplace because I'm now utilizing skills that I just wasn't excited. Mm-hmm. I did not have the opportunity to utilize before, and I'm more excited about utilizing. So I think that has changed. I will say too, one thing, I don't know. I don't want to say like, oh, I'm like happier. I am. But I think I feel like I have a deeper, I don't feel as intimidated to, I guess, how do I say this? I feel like in my previous positions, I've always felt like my biggest fear was like getting fired. My biggest fear was like, oh my gosh, will I be able to find another job if something were to happen and I no longer have this job? And I feel like now I don't worry about that as much because I feel like, okay, I know what I need to do, what I can do if, you know, there were like budget cuts or layoffs or anything were to happen. I now know how to pursue those next opportunities and be confident about it. And so there isn't mm-hmm. as much stress with that. And then lastly, I think I feel like I have, I don't know, just I feel like my career values that I outlined in the course are being in this role. So one of the top values I think I had was like just like fun and laughter.
Fun and humor.
Yeah. And that's a lot of that in this role. And so that's important to me because that does make me feel, that helps me to bond, I think, with team members and colleagues. And so I think those are the immediate things that stand out the most about like what's been different from previous roles to now.
Yeah. And as I heard you say that last piece, I'm curious, right? Because you're saying, okay, I remember too, like one of your values was fun and mm-hmm. humor. And so now you're with a team. I remember you said earlier, you love your team and you're having mm-hmm. fun with them. Do you think you would have been able to land a job with this type of team if you hadn't clarified that this was a value of yours?
I don't think so. I think I would have been looking at different values that weren't mine. I think I would have been looking at like other things that other people would have told me like what to look for. And so I honestly don't think so. I think because I went through that process of clarifying what my values were mm-hmm. and putting first what Marissa is mm-hmm. looking for and wants, I think that made all the difference in how I approach or how I made my decision.
I love that. Thanks for sharing. Is there anything else about the program that you found helpful that I have not asked? Like just things you want to share about either your experience or the program itself?
Yes. I think the one thing, and I don't know if I said this before, but the one thing I really enjoyed, honestly, was the coaching sessions. And I know for a while, I wasn't as consistent in showing up. I would be like,
Marissa, why are you ghosting me? Stop ghosting me, girl. Come to coaching.
Yeah. It's like when Adam hid from God in the garden. Because I was like, oh man, I didn't do like my readings or whatever. And you think, and you would say like, that doesn't matter. You just wanting to have that conversation and relationship. And I think for me, that was for me the most important part of the program, the part that I enjoyed the most, is that just show up, you know, each week, just keep showing up and be honest. And it's okay to, you don't have to look put together in this program. You don't have to have it all together in this program. You could come a hot mess and you will sort out that mess and help organize it.
Help you. That's why yes. I'm here. I'll hold it for you.
Exactly. And I think I appreciate it being able to just show up and not have to be perfect, because I feel like at work, like that's what I had to be, is to have everything together and to prove like, okay, this is, you know, prove my worth. And I think here I didn't have to do that. It was about finding my worth and helping me gain that confidence. So that's the thing that I think stood out to me. I also really like to just how you organize the curriculum. in the dashboard and I don't know.
I mean, as a fellow instructional designer.
I really liked how it was organized. I like the templates that were provided. Like, just I never had to, you know, anything that we needed was right there, and it was easy to find, and it was relevant to like what we were learning. So I never had to think like, well, why is this handout here? What, we didn't talk about this, but everything connected and flowed. And so I think I appreciated that, because it shows just the amount of work and time and intentionality you put into this program to make it meaningful for all of your clients.
Oh, yeah. I really love this program. I love working with all of you. It's such a joy, like, especially when you're on the other end of the, I know when you're in it, it can feel like, what's happening? Where's the job? And so just walking you through that process to get to the other end and just see like what you're saying, like the joy, the being able to show up authentically, the enjoying the work that you're doing, the being happier and just more peaceful about your career. I think those things are so invaluable. You can't put money on them. And so to be able to guide you on that journey is such an honor for me. Okay, last question. So for the woman who's listening, there's probably a woman listening who's on the fence. She's like, do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? Do I want to make the investment? I'm not sure.
I think what I would have told myself, or anyone, I guess, what I would have told myself is, well, one, this is probably not the one I would go with, but I'm just gonna go there. You can edit later.
Now that you said that, I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, I guess like time is passing, right? Like time is passing anyway, whether we decide to or not. Like, the time is going to pass, and so I think if you're on the fence, if anything, that should tell you that you're meant to be in this program and make that decision. I wish I would have taken more risks and just said, yes, it's an opportunity. And I think too, for someone who's on the fence, if you have like certain phases and seasons in your life where you learn something new about yourself and you discover something new about yourself as you're growing and changing. And I feel like for me, this was one of those programs and moments where I thought I was going to come out with like, okay, yeah, new career and new tools and resources, maybe some cool tips in there about how to update my resume. But I came out with like a different mindset and a different way of how I viewed myself as it relates to my work. And so I think if you're someone who wants to, I think, kind of just take yourself seriously, then I think then you should make a decision to join this program. I think for someone who's on the fence, I would have had a lot of regrets, I think, looking back, because I probably would have still been in my position or in another role that I really didn't care for. And I would have be always questioning, man, I probably should have just did that program. I probably should have just went through that program. And I think if you're on the fence of anything, you should probably, you know, that's probably more of an indication that you're close to making the right decision, because a couple years from now, are you going to be questioning, okay, I probably should have actually, you know, set aside some time and seriously invested in this. And so time's going to pass anyway. It's what we do with the time that we have that separates, I think, us from others who are still where they are. And so I would just say, don't be like that. Mm-hmm. don't be like that. Make the most of the time that you have if you have a vision for where you want to be in a couple years.
Wow. I mean, I was about to end it there, but I've never heard anyone say that before. So I need to come back to it. When you said, if you want to take yourself seriously, you mm-hmm. should do this. Tell me more about that. Like that idea of taking yourself seriously.
Yeah, I think I'll use myself, for example. For so long, I'll have these opportunities present themselves and say, I should, I would always verbalize and say like what mm-hmm. I should do, what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. And I think I realized that what separates, what actually will get me to my goals is not what I say, but like what I do. And so learning how to, I felt like the more I would verbalize like what I wanted to do and wouldn't have any action behind it, Marissa, you're not being serious right now. You're just kind of like, you're just trying to speak out to the universe and hope something happens. But like at the end of the day, you have to take action. You have to take action. And I think for me, whether someone is serious about the changes they want to make is what action they take. And not joining the program is an action to take, but is an action. It means, okay, you're serious about maybe, there's other reasons not to pursue this. But at the end of the day, you have to, instead of just talking about it, you have to actually do something about it. And for me, what separates those who are taking themselves seriously is they're actually doing something about it. So, if you're not going to do this program, what are you going to do? Are you still going to just scroll on social media or listen to the same podcast or read the same books that you've been doing and they haven't worked? Or are you going to do something different and work with a professional who's done this and has proven results? And so I think for me, that's how I see it. As like, when you take yourself seriously, you're actually going to make a decision. You're going to do something versus just, every day coming home from work, man, I need to sign up for this program, or I need to do this, or who was that again? I need to reach out and send them an email. Just sit down and send the email and have a conversation at least. So that's, I guess, hopefully that helped explain that
a little. It did. Oh my gosh, it did. It was so powerful. And I think we're going to end it right there, because I think I've heard someone say that before, but it didn't click. But what I'm hearing you say, the idea of like the worst promises to break are the ones you made to yourself, like breaking promises. So I'm hearing you say, when you would say things out loud, I want a different career, I want to be happy, I don't want to be miserable, but you didn't take action towards it. It was like, well, then do you really care about yourself? Like, you're breaking your own promises to yourself. So then clearly you don't take yourself seriously, because you're not doing anything about what you're saying you want. And so I'm hearing you say, like, the action you take is what will let you know if you value your own self, honestly, and your own joy and fulfillment.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Yes, exactly how you said that. Keeping promises to yourself, I think. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was so good. And we're going to end right there, because I think that was just such a great closing message. Thank you so much for being on, for spending this time talking. It was such a joy to even just hear about your experiences. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.